Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
You guys feel it? Man, y'all already know what time it is, man. What's up in the building, man? It's your boy, Captain Smell So Good, a.k.a. your host of Wrecking the Game Radio and the Starship Smelly Prize. Alongside my international co-host, man, we flying around the universe from Florida all the way up to the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Talking to Mr. Cyanide. Yeah, out there floating around. We representing the world. And I mean the world. So I'm on YouTube, right? Shouts out to my homeboy, SFN Visuals. Hook me up with the red DX exercises. The red exercises, but I got the DX version. I guess that's the deluxe version or whatever. And, I'm trying to find out, you know, how you get the little cheap tips and all that kind of stuff, show you how to use it. And the dude that they got this dude on YouTube supposed to be explaining this shit, but yeah, I would probably not lose anything listening to that motherfucker. Dude sitting up there, he saying the wrong goddamn numbers, he counting 13, 17, 20. What? Hey, come on. Let me try to check one more. This is the Red Exerciser on catchofthedaycom. No, motherfucker, this is the same shit. That means I'm going to have to do my own instructional video and post that to YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get a real video. I'm going to have to contact these motherfuckers. Look, I just did a video for y'all, man. When I can get paid, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it don't tell where the website at. That is weird. But anyways, today is My Health, Your Health Monday, one of the hottest shows right here on Blog Talk Radio and as far as these programs go. And the description is all wrong. It's not. We ain't talking about monotony and all that swingers albums. I did. I tried to hurry up and get the damn show started and end up fucking up the description. Yeah. But that's what we're going to be getting into today. I'm going to hook up the my little webcam, you know what I'm saying? Show everybody some different techniques. If you got the red fitness chair, that is. Let's see what they do. Yeah. Well, I didn't even know what the hell it was. That's why I had to actually look up some videos on it. So I can figure out what it was, you know what I'm saying? Let me Google it real quick, matter of fact. Google the information. And, what the hell is this? Oh, goggle. Google, motherfucker. Yeah, I know what the fuck I meant. Let's see, the red BX. Ab, there we go, abdominal exerciser. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. All right. And, yeah, so what I'm going to do is plug up the cam, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to get our workout on today, you know what I'm saying? Our workout with Smelly. It's going down. And also, this will be YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to throw this up on the YouTube, man. Y'all can go back and work out with me. You got to get you a chair first. The chair runs about $30. It first came out, you know what I'm saying, cost about $100, but it's $30 right now. You can find one. I forgot where it was, but, you know, you can find it. Yeah. And let's see what we got here. Really. Seeing on TV, seeing on TV. Reviews, reviews. Let's see, how to topic and wonder how to. There we go. This is on livestrong.com, dare to change your life. And we're talking about the red, not the XL fitness directions. I got the DX. Howto.com. What is this? Wonder how to. Okay. Perform a Pilates mat exercise suitable for children. A nice 296 tutorials on this motherfucker. I'm looking for the red DX. Alright, let me see if I just type that in. Do 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 do. Let's see. Today is big old Alexander from the Singaporeans. Actually, everybody, it's summertime, so a lot of people are out, you know, doing the summertime thing. Yeah, that's the best. Excuse I can give. So we got to work out solo today. You know what I'm saying? Solo, I can barely get up. I'm just bullshitting. But, you know, summertime people, you know what I'm saying? I expect and do love. I really wouldn't want to see anybody on this show during the summertime, you know? You know, all that be happening to the kids get back in school, you know what I'm saying? Right now, get out, have some fun with your kids, you know what I'm saying? That's what I push. That's what I push for, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever we got the archives for. Yeah, if you missed the show, run it in the archives. And that's how we do it. But if I can find a damn cheat sheet on this damn equipment I got the red DX Fitness ab machine. And but the only thing that comes up is a bunch of crap, infomercials and crap. And it doesn't... It doesn't show what I'm looking for. So I have to make up my own shit. And if y'all fuck with me, yeah. And I did see that. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and give the old music, man. Yes, people, in sports-related news, the FIFA Cup Soccer World Championships 2010 has been decided in the champions, Spain versus the Netherlands. Netherlands versus Spain. And Spain has come out victorious.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
That's real, man. And to all my Spaniards out there, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all around there tearing up shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, doing what it do, so here you go. Shout out to Spain! People are Spain! Yeah. Shout out to Sal. We got a new name for him today. Sad face cyanide, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down, people. Shout out to him, SFS, sad face cyanide. Yeah, he's up in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? He's holding it down. Anybody got a ukulele so we can play him a song, a groovy song, man. Sorry for you guys winning. I almost said winning, didn't I?
Ah.
Oh, yeah. No, my nephew. Oh, no. Maybe when y'all lost, y'all was wrong. Oh, man, you gotta love that shit. For all my Spanish people, here's some mariachi music for you. Not saying that that's your music, but hey, you get it right here, people. You know what I'm saying? We're not biased on this show. We like to pick on everybody. Oh, did I say that? All right, people. But the score was 1-0. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. That sound, that screaming sound y'all just heard, that was the Netherlands women actually yelling after they lost. Ah, shit! Ah! Oh, man, that is too crazy, man. Y'all must be about to fuck somebody up over that goddamn sports, boy. Soccer, football, any sports, man. Except for goddamn weightlifting. You never see nobody get all pumped up. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Lift that 110 pounds. No. You know what I'm saying? There's no excitement in that shit. You know what I'm saying? When they be, what they do it, you know, after they do the contest where they show off the body and shit, you know, whatever the fuck they call them. You know, they do all them old, the steroid contests and shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I got the biggest roids. You know, one of those contests. That's the only time, you know what I'm saying, you actually hear an applause and shit. Motherfuckers don't be in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, fucking lift it. Woo! You lifted 110 pounds. Woo! No. You don't get that. You don't get that. So, people, so what I'm doing is, you know what I'm saying, setting up my equipment so we can get pumped up like my homeboy right here. And y'all want one of these programs, you know what I'm saying, just email me at iaintgotshit@gmail.com, and I'll make sure I get this over to you.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy slippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
All right, here goes my comment. Oh, goddamn. Oh, boy. What happened? What up? No, I don't even know what happened to that shit. Huh? Say what now? Oh, yeah, nah, he ain't leaving till this weekend. I think, yeah, he's packing all his stuff up, and then, yeah, you know, his mom had a stroke. Yeah, his mom had a stroke, you know what I'm saying? And so they moved her back up to St. Louis to take care of her up there. Yeah, so they you know, getting rid of the house and everything. That's what he said. He's going to go up there for money. He'll be back. That motherfucker lying like a summer. You know goddamn well I ain't going to tell them. You got to handle the dirty side. You can't handle the dirty side. You got to get the guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he'll be all right. Yeah, what's that? I was your thing the other night, right? He was making. What you mean he was making? Oh, no, no, that little shit he was recording, no, that was his little shit.
Oh, that was his little shit?
Yeah, I need to get I got a recorder like that, though. I just lost the charger to it.
Yeah, I know them
charges
hard to run.
Yeah, that's why, and that's why when I seen his, I was like, damn, I need that damn charger you got. So I got to go over there to see him, and I'm going to take my camera over there and try to charge it up, you know what I'm saying, off of his charger, at least get some charge on it. But he ain't using that motherfucker, man. I don't know. He ain't gonna go up there and sit on that motherfucker. Yeah, so we'll see what's up. I got another one though. He gave him another one. That bitch there is straight too. It's a little mini. It's a mini DV. Can. Yeah. So you know, I'm gonna use. I gotta find a charger for it though. Yeah, I gotta go to Radio Shack to see how much they charge it for. Radio Shack or CompUSA, one of the two should have a charger for. Yeah. All right, I'll let you later on, though. Yeah. So, pretty calling me on the bat line, people, you know what I'm saying? Got the motherfuckers calling me on the bat line, shit. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to be working out today, man. That's what today's show is about, My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to demonstrate. Since I can't find no motherfucking information on the Red DX Fitness Optimizer or app, whatever the hell it's called, I'm going to make up my own goddamn YouTube video today. So y'all going to get to see it live, how I do, you know what I'm saying, working out. Yeah, we're going to see if this shit really works your abs out. So, y'all give me a quick second, man. Let me set the equipment up and everything. You know what I'm saying? Got Mr. Side Knight. Actually, anybody remember that song, Tears of a Clown? Tears of a Clown. Falling like the rain. Oh, man. I say that before I beam up the Netherlands.
Smiley, what's up?
Ah, man, he's in the building, people. He actually answered on the first one. I thought I would hear a certain tear jerk come through. Smiley, what's up, man? Fuck, man, you know what happened? What, they lost a family member? No, man. We fucking lost the fucking FIFA Cup.
Oh,
man. Yeah, brother. You know it, man. Just for losing, brother. Here you guys go.
Cheap, flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed.
Hey, is it better to come in second?
I got to give you that. But you know who also say that, too?
Ta-da!
And they don't carry much weight. You know what I'm saying? They don't carry much weight.
Well, we played the final three times. We lost it three times, but yeah.
Y'all been every year?
No. The World Cup is held every 4 years, and the European Championship is held every 4 years. We've never become world champion. We played the final three times, and we've become one-time European champions. In 1988.
Oh, well, congratulations, brother. You know, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. We all placed, you know. Look at fucking Nigeria. These some bitches get banned and shit. You know what I'm saying? For not making it, further.
The first round,
so.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. That's really ridiculous. All the countries competing in the World Cup are good teams. If you finish in last in those teams, that are the best 32 teams in the world. So you're at least part of the best 32 teams of the world. Then punishing them for playing a few bad games? Nah. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, hell, if I had motherfucking all my money invested on my own goddamn team, these some bitches losing my money, you fucking right. You sons of bitches, I had money invested in y'all ass. God damn it.
Well,
I guess you got to look at it from from his point of view. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, people got big money invested in the World Cups, man. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. If you bet it on Spain from the beginning, $100 a game. You know what I'm saying?
No, then just, you would have lost.
I'm just saying, $100 a game. You bet it on the finals. Y'all bet it $100 a game that your team would make it all the way to the finals. You know what I'm saying? But you had to bet. You know what I'm saying? From the jump. Now, if you lost, if your team, if you bet it for Nigeria, and them some bitches lost in the first round, you looking fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You looking fucked up because now, you know, you still got to wait to the other teams to see how far they got. So if they, you know, might have lost.
Do you do that betting on sports games?
Hell fucking yeah. Shit. Man, we got office pools betting on this shit, man. You go to my mama's job, these motherfuckers got a sheet of paper, everybody put a buck in, you know what I'm saying? And then they place bets called office pools. Listen.
Now we do pooling, but not
the
really.
The States is the goddamn capitalistic country of the fucking world. We all about cash flow. Have we got to make it? You know what I'm saying? Illegal or legal. We bought that. And we bet on everything. Motherfuckers don't even watch soccer and shit. But it's a sport. God damn it, the money can be won in it. You know, you take the best odds out of it and you place your bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got that. You call it a pool, but you don't. It's called illegal gambling, god damn it. That's what they call it. Shit. Pooling, whatever the hell you want to call it. A bookie, you know what I'm saying? That takes numbers, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Shit is illegal, but that's the legal term for it. It's called pooling. All my gamblers out there.
Yeah, that's only for a few dollars. I do compete in a website where you got to predict scores of the National Soccer League each week.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, I came in second, not first, second. And I won a VIP trip to a soccer match, so that was cool. I got to take a friend, and he got loaded there because drinks were free. I don't drink alcohol. He was drinking champagne all night long.
I know you don't want this glass. You know I'm gonna go ahead and sip some of this for you. 18 glasses later, this motherfucker falling over the goddamn.
Yeah, I was in luck. We were with his car, so he didn't drink as much that he had to throw up.
Oh, okay. He ain't drinking as much as he could, you know what I mean? As much as he wanted to. He probably would have got shit-faced if he had the opportunity.
Yeah, it was in Amsterdam. It was an arena, Ajax game, so we made a day out of it. We went to Amsterdam early, went to the coffee shop, played some pool with some crazy Englishmen that were over there. Made a cool day out of it, and then went to the soccer stadium later on, watched the game, and went home. It was a cool day.
The game, people. The hottest game of the year. The Netherlands versus Spain. Who will be the winner? Who will be the victors? Who will take home the cup? Oh, I guess I'm a little late on the damn
little late, yeah.
My bad, people.
I wanna bet for this game. I bet you it's gonna be 1-0 for Spain in the extra time, 4 minutes till the end.
In the extra time.
Yeah, that's not a lie. It was the extra time a few minutes before the end. And the attack in which the Spain scored a goal, it was actually a corner kick, but it wasn't given. So.
Oh, the corner. Well, I would rather get a kick from a foot than a goddamn header. You know what I'm saying? Lose by bitch hitting the goddamn ball into the net with his head. Come on, people. That's Oh, man, you don't want that. You don't want that. You talking about highlights of the day, and then your country got to keep watching this shit over and over and over and over and over. The only goal he scored was with his head?
Damn. No, it wasn't a header goal, but the attack in which they scored the goal wasn't really an attack. It was the Netherlands ball, but the referee saw it wrong. So that's a bit sour, but Spain was in general, they were better than the Netherlands, so it deserved to win. Nothing you can say about that.
Alexander, hey, brother, you can't chew gum in motherfucking Singapore. You think we worrying about gambling or anything else? Yeah. You can't spit on the ground. You think we're really worried about gambling? Yeah. Singapore is not on my to-do list for summertime. You know what I'm saying?
No, not on mine, too.
Yeah, it's not on my to-do list. But, hey, you know, if you stand there, man, there's something you must love about it. Shit, you ain't getting the fuck about it. That's what I tell
him. He's trying to get out of it.
There's something about it, man. I don't know. No, you come in, you're going to get poison water. Yeah, you know. Take your pick. You know what I'm saying? You want your fucking natural resources poisoned by another fucking country? Or do you just want to be dictated by your own country? Hey, at least you know. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is fucking you up? You know what I'm saying? We don't even know who's fucking us up over here.
I'll tell you this way. I even have to pay very close attention if I ever move to the States, because there's a big difference also in the Netherlands and the States. I can light a joint and rock the street.
Well, it just depends on what state you move to. You know what I'm saying? Really no state. Not that I know of. I mean, you can just walk around in the streets and smoke weed. They ain't having that. But, I mean, you can, you know, like Washington, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, carry up to a certain amount on you. You know what
I'm
saying?
No, only if you have medical prescription.
Yeah,
that's
it too. I ain't speaking just like, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about better have a goddamn card, and your ass better be able to pull that card out mighty quick. Because, it ain't even common for people to have medical marijuana cards down here. You know what I'm saying?
If I ever move it to the States and I know somebody that has a medical prescription, that's going to be my best friend.
Well, hey, you be going to Washington. Goddamn, Heavenly Angel got it. Shit. She has a medical marijuana card, people. She is legal.
Then she has to call a dealer and tell the dealer that they have to bring triple the amount every time that they come.
Now, he says Singaporeans die because of too much junk food. Food is great, but he wants to live like an aborigine, roam naked all day and hunt his own food. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I want to stand up on the ridge, goddammit, and get my string and my boomerang and make a phone call. I had fucking Nettie Net cracking up one time and that shit. She was like, hell no, if you start remember Crocodile Dundee and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I was standing up on the goddamn ridge, swinging a fucking, what are you doing, Croc? I'm making a phone call. Like, what?
I really would like to know if Alex wants to live like an aboriginal, how he wants to take a woman. Will he just knock her down, grab her by the hair?
Oh, yeah, club her and shit.
Yeah, drag her to bed.
Yeah, he got a quarter with bat dung, you know what I mean? Baby, I've been standing by the bat cave all day getting you these fresh pickings of bat shit. You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, this is how we court. You know what I'm saying? This is how the aborigines court. You know, they rub bat shit on their faces. You know what I'm saying? That signifies his love. So, yeah, I got this handful of bat guano. Baby, let me smear this on your face. The smell is so horrible, it keeps other males away. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you know he got her. You know, he can stand the smell. Baby, I would have had that shit on my hand all day for you if that ain't love.
Yeah.
Oh man, shouts out to all my bat shitters out there who love bat shit. Yeah. Never met a chick that had that fetish. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, baby, rub bat shit on me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll be leaving her alone from now on. All right, man, let me give a couple shout-outs to everybody who hung out last night before we get into the workout session and everything. hung out at the fucking A&R Indie Artist Seminar. You know what I'm saying? And brought to you by Mrs. Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy at MissMouthTimes.com. And I believe Brian Knight or something. I think that's his name. Brian Knight was the host. And I had a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, come through. Shout out to Pole Boy and the whole crew that came out. JT Money was up in the building hanging out, gave his little ghetto-ass goddamn how to get into the industry advice. How are you going to tell a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, he used to be signed to a major record label. Now he's signed to a major independent record label. And he's going to turn around and say, fuck the major record label. But then he was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm burning my bridges. Then he turned around, man, it don't even matter about the record label. It only matter about the cash, all about the money. Go out there and make your money, you know what I'm saying? Fuck whoever you sign to, just get on the grind. So I'm like, well, damn, you really, how you going to say that all in the same sentence, you know what I'm saying? And then we were trying to find out, well, what's the difference between a major record label and a major independent record label? He didn't even want to go into it. So it's like, well, what are you doing up on the panel for if you ain't trying to answer questions honestly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you have a seminar, people are coming to learn shit. They want to learn about marketing and how to better, you know, network and shit like that. None of these motherfuckers, they touched on it, but they didn't go into it. Like they said, you know, well, you got to be online, but they never gave you specific sites, you know what I'm saying, like that's related to artists. You know, like for artists, they need to be on SoundClick.com, ReverbNation.com.
So you are online at ICQ all the day and you wonder why your music isn't being listened to.
Yeah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. You steady trying to take your CDs to Best Buy, Tom or something. You know what I'm saying? Let me put my CDs on your shelf. When the whole world buys this shit offline, whether it's download your whole album or they download tracks, you know what I'm saying? And the key thing about that is, you know, people don't have, especially independent music, that's not that. Really, to me, if you sign to a record label, that's your downfall, because now you're giving them the ability to spray your music anywhere and wherever how they deem necessary. So if they think that they need to put your first, you know, album out and put six tracks up for free download, well, that's going to affect, you know what I'm saying, your total album. You know what I'm saying? Where you might have had one hot track. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loved that one hot track, but then they didn't like the other five tracks that they done put up the offer. See, that's what you don't do. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they put out one album. They put out one, make one song, one hot song, one video, and then they put the album out. Because they don't give a fuck if you don't like the rest of the album. You know what I'm saying? They selling that one single, that one song.
What's
that?
They also try to say what style your CD or your album has to be, where the independent gives you the freedom to make it completely your own style. So, if you have your own style, your own music, and you don't want to be influenced by the record companies, you should go independent. That's the easy choice.
Well, either way, they still don't even sound correct to be a major independent label. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? If you sign a motherfucking artist, you a goddamn record label. You know what I'm saying? Just because you started out on your own and you're not as big as Def Jam Records or Universal Records, you know what I'm saying? You're no longer independent, though. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that meant, because nobody explained this shit. You know, when it came down to the actual panel, everybody pretty much, you know what I'm saying, told their own fucking life history. Oh, yeah, well, I got a degree in this, a degree in that. I've been training, and I've broken this. You know what I'm saying? But none of these motherfuckers exchanged information, you know, while they were on the panel. You're like, you know what I'm saying, handing out business cards. Like, look, this is me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of you all need some one-on-one, here's my card. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got that. It was filled with a bunch of performances. My artists didn't get to perform because there was too many motherfuckers that performed, too many songs. You know, if like when I do shows, I put shows on, and I got over 10 people performing, you only get to do two songs. You know what I'm saying? You got to limit it. You know, two songs, 6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass up and get your ass gone. That way, 10, you know, if you got 10 artists, that's only an hour. That's an hour, you know, you got an hour's worth of music. you know what I'm saying, that's going to be played for that hour. So if you got 20 people, then you already know you got 2 hours that you got to get set aside to get all these motherfuckers out the way. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's kind of backwards to do performances first and then have an open discussion afterwards, because people, you know, once they see performance, they want to get to the bar and get a drink. You know what I'm saying? You can smoke in the club, so we smoking. You know what I'm saying? We're rolling up and we're smoking. And now our whole attention is in more of a club atmosphere, a party atmosphere, versus it being set on coming to ask questions and actually learn something. You know what I'm saying? And that was the purpose of the seminar. You know, but I took personal notes because I'm going to do one myself. You know what I'm saying? But the one that, if, when I do it, you know, the panel, and this is how I explain tomorrow, is the panel should get, it should be an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? The doors open up at 6 o'clock, and they had until, you know what I'm saying, that night or whenever, you know what I'm saying, to finish it out. So 6 o'clock, from 6 till about 8 o'clock, it should be a meet and greet. Artists and professional meet and greet, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people just never show up at any event that you want on time. So you have to always account for that, you know what I'm saying, and give yourself some leeway. So 6 to 8, you know, you have your meet and greet. Properly at 8 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, we finna start the motherfucking panel. You know what I'm saying? The panel's going to get their chance, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to tell you who they are, what they do, you know what I'm saying, what they here for, blah, 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 blah. And then you got an hour, you know what I'm saying, that hour is what is reserved for all the artists, so they can get specific questions down and get them specifically answered. Not to say, you know, how can I break into the industry? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a dumbass question. You know what I'm saying? Really, to me, that's a dumbass question. There is no one set way to break into the music industry. You know, Soulja Boy broke into the music industry off of a goddamn YouTube video and a MySpace. You know what I'm saying? And all he did was just had a bunch of motherfuckers come look at this shit from all around the world. And then that's how he became a hit. He never went into the studio, no professional studio. He made all his own beats, you know, all his own records and everything. He did everything in-house, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, after his YouTubes and shit blew up, then a record company came and wanted to holler at him. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when all the True Colors showed, because, you know, after his one-hit record, he couldn't follow anything up because he came out with that, just that dance shit, you know what I'm saying, that you shit, you know what I'm saying, which for a month or two it was cool, it sufficed, but then you got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, to have something to follow up with that, and he wasn't able to do that. That's why, you know, nowadays he's still nobody trying to come out with more songs, and nobody don't know you. It's like Bow Wow trying to go to the next step, but you came out as Lil Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? And people are still looking for you as that style, you know what I'm saying, that youngster style. And now you're older and you're trying to get into the adult circuit. Nobody don't know you for that, you know what I'm saying, because we know you from Nickelodeon and shit, you know what I'm saying, off the fucking Cartoon Kids Network. You know, how are you turning around talking about selling dope and I'm a drug boy or anything along that line, you know what I'm saying? But you got motherfuckers like that, you know, that turn around and come from the goddamn Cartoon Network and then get back on, and yeah, I don't know. Fuck them, though. That's what I say. Fuck them. They're an idiot. They're an apple. Alright. So, this is my Help Your Health Monday exercise edition. And, yeah, we're going to do some exercise, and I got to set up everything and get the webcam set up. And, yeah. And we're going to get into Smellies Red DX Fitness App Workout. Something type of thing. Yeah. In a minute. You know what I'm saying? So let me go in and play a quick song and get everything set up. And we'll get our workout on, people. If you want one of these chairs, man, look up Red DX. These bitches are only $30. They used to be $100. But, you know, equipment comes out every day. New equipment comes out every day. So, yeah. Shout out to Deuce. Hung out, you know what I'm saying? Keep remembering the shout out. Shout out to Deuce, John New, Bo Ouija, Meech Doll, DJ Special, DJ Grand Evil, DJ Purify, DJ Wynn, C. Wakely, JT Money. I forgot the dude from Po' Boy Music Group, but shouts out to all of them. Miss Mouse, of course. Shouts out to Felton Moore. Came out there and did his, doing his filming thing. Shine On Time, out there videotaping. Have Vision out there. Shouts out to Vision. Short D, Fisher Two Man Army, you know what I'm saying, that came through and performed. And I will be having some YouTube videos of, you know, what went on last night so everybody can see some performances and shit. Just got to upload that, and we'll be working on that shortly. So, let me see who else I'm forgetting. Let's see who else came out. I don't know, because you motherfuckers ain't calling into my show for motherfuckers. They're knowing the band. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this F1 Diamond real quick, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. I got to put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep boys, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail. But selling no drugs, that doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sounds, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Drugs came in and had everybody in the race.
many you call, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Type of love is hard to find, and baby girl, you so divine, and I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady. Sunshine, give you all my time like a roller. All my friends try to hate, but they all phony. Said I don't need you around, kissing all alone. Homie, homie. Your girl will bail you out quicker than your own homie. Homie. I ain't worried about nothing, cause my boo know me. I'm the one come through when she feeling lonely. It's a different high when my other half homie. Homie. Thinking you could love a better kid, that's baloney. Come on. Look. Baby, you hungry? I know how to cook. I keep the house clean, girl. Stay in your book. I even pay the bills till you finish school. Mr. Independent, for me, that's cool. That's cool. Try to holler at her, she don't play. I make every day feel like Valentine's Day. Yep. Wanna be with you till I'm old and gray. My medicine, cure me, take me away. You got to leave me on my mind. Type of love is hard to find. And baby, girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy. Be that you're mine, baby. You're my. oxygen, girl, can't breathe without you. Real talk, I don't know what I would be without you. I was immature, young, when I used to doubt you. Now I put you first, ma, cause it's all about you. Take my hand, let me show you why you still here. They only make women like you every 7 years. I could chill with her anytime, I swear. Few weeks go by, I'm like, who cares? She held me down when I was down and out. So when I get this money, boo, I'ma turn you out. I ain't meet her at the mall, I ain't meet her at the club. She came to me, coincidentally, still send an email. Even though we live together, I hope we have kids together. Never felt like this, I don't know how to tell her. In the worst storm, baby, I'm your umbrella.
Definitely be on my mind. This type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
Webcam set up, y'all. Just checking, you know what I'm saying? Get the webcam and everything set up. And we're going live, people. We are going live.
I got hands on the
team,
nigga. Drop, drop. Bags on the top, trying to keep me off the block. That's a real hard line.
Touching the tips, can't see him through the window. Going with the wind, blowing on the endo. Raps played out, sort of like Nintendo. And I ain't worried about nothing. This is real talk, I ain't worried about fronting. Didn't have a dollar, now a nigga straight stunting. Mama said, dice, get out and get something. Now the kid about to blow like Trissy. Niggas say he hot hoes like, who is he? Cops try to knock him, staying on my grizzly. I'm ignorant, so I pick up the phone, I'm busy. Dig
me. I got hands on the team, nigga, drop, drop.
Celibate. I go hard, never gonna stop. So I'm on top, ain't nothing you can tell the kid. Pop bottles, sipping on Patron. Purple haze got a nigga sitting in the zone. So, meaning I'ma ride it to the bone. Shorty just text when the sex she's alone. Now the kid's so fresh like a free. Shorty used to diss me, got short knees. Spoil milk, now the nigga getting to the cheese. Hustle all day, you can tell it I'm a G.
I got hands on the team, nigga, drop, drop.
What's up, partner? I'm going to the bar tonight. I want cups of yike. I want shots of yike. And I want bottles of yike. I'ma just spend all on yike tonight.
I'm on that yike.
me something. We tryna spend paper, you out there pushing.
I'm on that yacht, so you can't tell me shit. I'm on that yacht, so rough.
All right, I'm set up, people. Y'all can click on the link. And, hey, it worked. Oh, nah, I ain't starting the show till 12:30. Shouts out to Net and Net. Come at the right time, girl. You get to see me get my swell on. You know what I mean? Get my swell on. Because today is my health, your health Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's the exercise edition of the show. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about exercising today. And I'm also demonstrating, you know what I'm saying, some techniques on the Red DX Fitness ab machine, Red, whatever you want to call it. Check me out on live stream, livestream.com. I am live there. I'm clearing out the chat room right now because there's a chat room on there also for people who want to participate on the chat room, you know what I'm saying? So, I got things, most things set up. I just got to pop the equipment up in just a second. And that's what we're going to do. Check this out. Come on.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. I am pressing the heart, you don't know. We don't like what's going on in the world. That's how you have to ask the people themselves. Sing the singer.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all this raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop.
They use the fire that they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, no stop. Lego that, before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that, said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killer with sick man. Do that, the nation traumatized and my sister you that. But they no done, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanakea, Shanika, let Westmoreland done. The day before them miss, let's see them life done. Catch a plea, you have chanted and limped and run down.
Why do youths and dying? Why do mothers and crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting?
You hear that?
Why kill the youths of the future? Now is the time
to get you. From mountains, you him get shot. Just 3 months, you a heartless man do that. You 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Churchstone High School did that feel like that's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death and no Max feel shot. He need God, him get strangled, them thing that is stop. Was a promising you to our parents
that. Why do youths and dying? Why do mothers and crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shooting?
Well, we're not killing the youth, fuck. The youth, them are the future. We grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life says, you are face sorrow. You tell me it's gonna lick out man marrow. When you are gonna tell all the Almighty say, they not care what you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, that they know the meaning. So a full time now, so we stop the killing.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
I know, man, I can't.
Why do all of them cry? Why do all the shooting? Why do all the shooting? Why do all the
shooting? Why do all the shooting? The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. The border, the poor people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But the water, security for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that the nation traumatized and my sister you that. But you know them, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanakea, Shanika, left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them miss. Let's see them life done. Chaplia, you are tainted and limped and gone down.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Let me go.
Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings?
Ah, I hate this motherfucking shit, man. Jeez, I can't stand this goddamn program, man. That is some fucking bullshit. Fucking shit ass punk bitch pussy. Jeez, I hate this motherfucking shit, man. Fucking Google Chrome sucks ass, people. I don't give a damn what nobody say out there. Google Chrome sucks ass. And if anybody can hear me, you know what the I'm saying. Sorry, now you there, man?
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh yeah, you there. Nah, man, this shit. If the goddamn scripts become unresponsive when you're using Google Chrome.
I don't use Google Chrome.
That shit is aggravating as fuck, man. Like right in the middle of your shit, it just you lose everything. Like what the fuck, man? Make no sense. Jeez, y'all shit sucks. All that goddamn money Google goddamn making, man, they on my fucking way. Y'all got a sorry ass goddamn browser. I mean, damn, that shit's like motherfucking Internet Explorer when it first started out. It was trash. You know what I'm saying? They done tighten their game up. Y'all motherfuckers still sucking.
Yeah, I have Internet Explorer and Firefox, and that's enough for me.
Oh, that's all you, Internet Explorer?
And Firefox.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. I'm using now.
Some websites work finer on Internet Explorer, so I have that on. But most of the time, I use Firefox.
Goddamn shit, pissing me off, man. Breathe, smell, breathe. Yeah, because it shut all my shit down, man. I'm sitting there trying to set things up. And it shut me down. Shout out to old Jack Isle up in this motherfucker, man. In fact, let me get into Jackal, man. And I'm trying to see if the video ain't started, though. You ain't see nothing?
At the live stream, there is the video running, but I guess that's archived.
No. It should be a live video. Yeah, I got to get that started. Let me get into this one song.
Gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose. The Jackal, baby, yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. Can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain, like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get deceased quickly. I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The Jackal is sick. MC don't wanna see me, man, that's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man, the bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L, nigga, you know where that spells. It's the Jackal, baby, I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the Jackal, man, you don't know I'm sick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yo, man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. You won't fall smooth. I'll show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick-witted. And lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sons, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head. Before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red, I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates until they're running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The Jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the Jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy. I'm up in here with the Rush Project.
You spark the fire in my sports car, they call me Knight Rider. You say you're not grown, man, I know that you're a liar. Got a FDS group, it's grown 26 in the river last time. I got four words, I crawl over, I'm a spider. Ladies get my ass, guys are inspired. See what ground I'm taking, I'm getting at a fire. Like DRP, I'm a soul survivor. Now you get high, but I get higher. I don't need to read, I'm my own supplier. And I'm satisfied, so I won't need a buyer. In the club, you can love, but not for outsiders. Staff, TRP and Rush Rider. Damn stomping, these big diamonds, showcase headliners. You hear our name, you get behind us. I'm a plus to a minus. We the Sleep Town finest. Come on, man.
It's the grown man. That's what they want.
I hope you brought an extra zip, man. Cause out here we don't blow no plain Jane. And two hits to the head to have to miss you with the crane. We keep it lit like a chimney. And when we cheap it in the Bentley, your best get it gently. Keep it friendly. Pass it to the left in the circle. Before we done, y'all be geeking like Urkel. I keep my watch at 420. One for the money, two before the show. Three to get ready by the four. Hit my flow.
Let's go.
Until I lay this track up like it was embroidery. Hitting that shit until they're more to me. And you can bet I'm a cook this thing up like a chemistry set. Keep the BZ in rotation and hold your hand tight. It's a TRP invasion.
It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want. Dig it. It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want.
All right, people, I got my damn Rocky music and shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't got none of that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we up and running, you know what I'm saying? I'll holler at your boy. I'm on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And, yeah, today is my Help Your Health Monday exercise edition, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the fuck exercise is, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying? What the hell?
You are now working on Life at Sally the Fitness School.
What the hell is that? You can hear with this, you can hear with that. What the fuck is that? Who the hell is playing advertisement? Oh, goddamn ad. All right, and check it out, people. The little chat room should be working on the side, too, if y'all want to use a little external chat. It's over there. I believe it's over there. Hello? Bam, there we go.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Chat popped up. All right. All right, people. Now, just to let y'all know, this is live and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all like, hey, that looks recorded. Oops, as you see, I just knocked down the goddamn webcam. There you go. All right. Get my shit set up. It's been a workout, man. Today is, you see that old piece of contraption over there? And y'all got to excuse the mess on the flow, man. Yeah, that's my AI machine. Now I'm going to do something the goddamn own Red DX motherfucking company don't do is show you how to put the bitch together.
Ain't got a few dumbbells?
For who?
You got a few dumbbells lying around in the
Yeah. Well, that's for my my punching. You know what I'm saying? When I work on my punching workout.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna demonstrate some shit to y'all today. You know what I'm saying? And if you ever get some equipment, holler at your boy, man, because we can link up and do this thing live together. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing like having a partner. You know what I'm saying? To work out with. You know, it's cool to work out by yourself, but when you got somebody to, you know what I'm saying, give you some motivation, you know what I'm saying, like, fucking push, man, push, push, go. You need that sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not too much testosterone built up. You know, some people just overdo it and shit, try to blow your eardrums off. You better fucking give me 10 more, motherfucker. Give me fucking 10 more. My arm is broke, motherfucker. My arm is broke. I can't do no more. Damn. All right, so let me go put my workout clothes on, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I got to put my Speedos on. That little bullshit, man. Y'all, hold on, check this out. This is some crazy shit we're going to do. And just to let y'all know, if y'all don't know what's happening, I'm going to demonstrate the Red DX Fitness app machine. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show y'all how to do a proper workout outside the net and net. Alexander 84, the guest who I'm about to put the boot to, but it might be Jamie. I'm always working as Garcia, so we'll leave him alone. Shout out to Mari. Throw that. Mrs. Infinionaire. And Prophet Jack Allen. And Cyanide. And of course, Mr. Talk. Talk since that boat. Yeah, don't forget, man. ParanormalSoupNetwork.spruce.com. I am on the site, people. You know what I'm saying? I got to get trained up first by the Prophet Jackal. And then we're going to be officially live, you know what I'm saying, doing our live stream. So the first couple of shows, you know, I'm all about being live, though, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do it real, real big, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hold on. Let me go get my clothes on, man. We're going to get worked out. Take it out.
Alrighty, Smelly's gonna demonstrate as a workout. I'm really curious what he's gonna do. Hurry up, Smelly. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to get your ass a patient. This time around, your cat's not nothing. Said you don't like that, you need to stop that. I can hear you very faint in the background. You still got music playing, so. This time around, your cat's not nothing. Said you don't like that, you need to stop that. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. We got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. Now the song is finished, so I'll be able to hear you. Say something. Alrighty. He better had cleaned his room up before he went and do a live workout. A lot of junk on the floor. Clean your room, Smelly. You know that there is an entire group on Facebook that says, please clean up your room before you start making pictures. Yeah.
What the hell is this? You have your own UFO, Smelly? Does it take off from the ground later on? Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little bit faint, but I can hear you fine. And don't forget to make strange noises while you do it. Smelly, the camera is aimed a little low. I can't see you punched it. The camera is low. I can't see you really punching it. If you put on porn music, we won't be able to hear you anymore.
That's the purpose. Alright, let's see here, people.
That's better. Yeah, fine. No, I can't see you sitting down. But camera's fine now. Let's show us your workout, Mr. Fitness Guru.
Man.
That's better. It's even straight.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Yes, yes.
Alright. Whoever made the peanut gallery comment about my shit needs to be cleaned up.
I did.
You wanna make sure your shit cleaned up. You don't wanna be doing this shit here and be kicking all the goddamn trash all around the place. So yeah, you might wanna make sure your shit cleaned first. This is how I clean up. Professionally cleaning up right here, I'm showing y'all, man.
Hey.
Hiring people, you know, $50 an hour to come clean your shit up. Hire me, $5 an hour. I'm going to come clean your shit up. And put all that shit in one corner and then ask for my money. All right. Now, this is the deluxe version of the basic version of this crap. I mean, this machine. It don't come with this. See, these here are bones, little bands. Little workout bands. You know what I'm saying? But this is why they call it the DX, the deluxe. You know what I'm saying? Normally this thing was nothing but this little seat here. Now, if you look right here, you got this is where you adjust it at. You can make it tighter by turning it. and it won't move that much, try to make it, or the less you make it. Unscrew it like this, it's going to get like real light. So this is your resistance. So you set it in a little spot where you want it.
You're not gonna set it light, are you? You're gonna set it heavy. Come on, we wanna see some muscle flexing.
Yeah, well, you know. Alright, guys. You know what I'm saying? In order for me to really demonstrate this, you know, I'm gonna have to tell all the guys, you know, you gotta turn your webcams off, because, you know, I don't want y'all to get intimidated. you know, I don't want y'all to get intimidated by my frame and everything, you know what I'm saying? It's for all the ladies. It's helping you to see the definition, you know what I'm saying, of what this produces. All right? Everybody likes to get sex. I don't do sex with this. That's what we, you know what I'm saying, that's sexy to me. There we go. Oh, and also, this is going to be next week. This is the Iron Man Pro 6 Correct. Some shit that's expensive on goddamn line, but then when you know something, get this bullshit in the mail, yeah. This would cost you probably about $450.
That's an app workout machine?
Nah, it's for push-ups.
For push-ups? You can do push-ups on the floor. Why do you need that to incline it?
Yeah. Incline. Why? What is that? Or a dip. Got a dip bar.
You got a comment in the chat room. Somebody is saying that it looks like a bumper of a car.
Bumper of who?
A bumper of a car.
Well, shit, yeah, that's what they charge y'all motherfuckers for. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want to work out too? I got dog working.
Yeah, the dog is working out after the show. The dog is working out after the show. Are you practicing for ballet, or what are you doing?
Yeah, that's for my 2009 Olympic World Tour. I'm going to be in the Olympics 2009.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Synchro swimming, or?
Boy, you know, hanging out towels, but I'm going to be there. Here we go, people. Now, you go to YouTube. That's how I'm going to drop a YouTube of this, right? Hold on. What is that? This is on YouTube. This is what they got on YouTube. Where is that?
Hey, Smelly, are you doing a workout or are you having breaks?
Am I who?
I'm not really seeing you work out up until now.
I'm giving y'all some damn instructions.
You
asking me, do I work out?
Yeah, to actually do a real workout.
But I ain't about education like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give y'all some workout entertainment. That's a big deal. This is workout entertainment.
The next time I'll give you a workout you can do for your abs, and then the only thing is what you normally wouldn't do is that you hold your dumbbells upon your chest, so it gets a lot heavier.
What you mean, doing the crunches?
Yeah, doing crunches, but then take the dumbbells and lay them on your chest and keep them there with your arms, so it gets a lot heavier.
Well, we used to do that. You know what I'm saying? We'll take like a, that's what we used to work out with metal weight. Like you take a, like a big ass 25 pound.
Yeah.
Metal weight. Yeah. And then you lay it on your chest.
Yep, yep, yep. And if you want more, you just add more.
Yeah. But normally you don't want a lot of weight when you're dealing with your hands. You can possibly rip something, you know what I'm saying?
It depends what you're aiming at. How many repeats do you want to make? If you want to keep it at 12 to 15, you must increase the weight at a certain level. I would like to report to the crowd what is going on, because they can't hear you, but yeah, you got your webcam pointed at your TV, so I can't really see what's going on at the moment.
Oh, you're pointing at the TV?
Yeah, you're pointing at the TV.
Oh. Nah, I ain't moved.
You got it now. It's still pointing at the TV. Okay, that's better. Better. Okay.
All right, here we go, TV. Yeah, hey, you ever watch most motherfuckers sitting in TV? You know how they do all that old crazy ass aerobics and shit. And then they got the test tape, you know, sitting in the room.
Okay, class, what we're gonna do today?
Boy, what more I am? Okay, I used to get to partner up. Now, this is the only problem I used to have. But when I used to partner up in the gym, when you get on the ground like this, it looks very bad for you, people. Thank you very bad for you. If somebody holds your feet like this here, and you're sitting there trying to do a sit up, this is wrong. You don't do sit ups like this. You never do a sit up like this. Absolutely wrong. Anytime you have to do sit-ups, besides these, this is actually supposed to take the place of this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is supposed to be. Technically supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Technically, cross your arms, and this is all you do. The only motion you need to do is right here. One. Two. On the left, you want to do a more defined, you want to get your, you know, get your abs really ripped. That's when you do crunches, you know what I'm saying? Crunches save you a lot more time and effort and neck strain, you know what I'm saying? So you lay back, got your legs in the air, you know, you really, now what I do is, I like to keep my hands behind my neck, but I don't like to strain my neck. So what I do is, I just have them on the side of my head like this. It's like you're holding your head, and that's all you're doing. If you don't want to strain your neck by keep pulling your neck up, you know what I'm saying? That's what you don't want to do. You keep it like this. And knocking out pressure. All you want to do is feel burn.
Move a little forward, Smiley, so they can see the entire movement. And if you could go a little bit behind, that would be nice. Yeah, we see your knees and your arms, and furthermore, we don't see anything, so.
All right. How about that?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, there you go. All right. So you got your knees raised, you know what I'm saying? Cross your arms, and this is another variation. You can do it because it makes more people feel comfortable doing this. You ain't trying to come all the way up. All you want to do is get the contraction going on through your ass. All you're concerned about is getting this to lock up.
And try to keep your legs and knees as straight and still as possible when you're doing the movement.
Not all this. You don't want to be
doing all this, you're looking like a dead cockroach. You know what I'm saying? That's the wrong move. All right. Get into this crap right here. All right, now this basic movement, the key to this is, if you lay your ass down on the ground like this all day, do this for about 15, if you can do this for more than 5 minutes, you're a motherfucker. Okay, see how my feet are just off the ground, slightly off the ground? This is called 6 inches. All right. That's the key to this exercise. This is what I've learned. Okay, if I'm sitting up here and I got to hold my legs out like this, the whole exercise, that's basically you getting your strength from. You know what I'm saying? Hold your legs up in there, you pull your legs straight out. You don't want them way up here. You want to hold them out. This is the basic of the exercise. You do this anywhere, however long, you know what I'm saying? Only thing is, with luck, you can actually modify it, okay? This is the basic curtain. Right here. Motherfucker paid $100 for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess they could have sent this shit to me and I would have been like, I'd give you $10.
And while Smelly is doing his workout, I'm rolling up another one.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was actually at the bar the night before last, using the same equipment, and I was smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was looking at me like, how the hell can you sit outside and work out and smoke weed and drink at the same time?
Well, workout and weed is something some bodybuilders even do. Have you tested it out? You can do more reps if you just smoked.
Yeah, so they relax you. Well, and then the beer actually puts muscle on you, you know what I'm saying, because it blows you up. You know what I'm saying? The yeast inside the beer. Not saying that, you know, that's the best thing to do to work out while you're drunk, but I'm just saying. You can't. I do. So, you got these strings, right? And this is just in case one of y'all motherfuckers actually want to get one of these goddamn shit. You got a lot of machines that you can sit up here and do like this and make a little exercise game out of. You know what I'm saying? Push yourself side to side. And now you're working your arms and you're working your ass. This is, to me, it's a better workout than just sitting up here doing this. This is working. This is really working. Because these bands, you can adjust these bands and make them like real hard. You know what I'm saying? Increase the tension on them, make them, well, for me, I have to make these bitches down there so they won't move. Alright. Yeah, that's good. And then, just use it to go side to side. Keep your arms straight out, your legs straight, and your side to side. Now, this chair also got variations. You can do instead of punches, you know what I'm saying? Say, like, you might feel like this chair, cause you know what I'm saying? This is so he can sit down, you know what I'm saying, and do his punches and get some resistance. You know what I'm saying? Like, sound like a roll machine. I normally do all my sets in sets of 10. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I'm doing, I normally do it in sets of 10 so you get an even workout. So like, you know, this 10 is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See what I'm saying? The 10 is only really being done on one arm. So you want to really go to 20 to get up to the 6. All right? And that's how you do that. What else I can show you? With the dumbbell. Now, this is what I was doing. I take the dumbbell like this. And then you gotta exercise. Now, this in here, we used to do this back in the military, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't a real strong person, you don't really want to do that. Contracting your muscles, you know what I'm saying? Just holding muscles. Like, if you walk around all day and just hold your muscles,
is getting contracted. If you do that all day, I mean, it'll actually, you start seeing the little packs. They call it your six pack. You know what I'm saying? You'll start seeing that. Because if you keep your stomach contracted like that, that's what gets those lines going on top of you. It's like that. That's what you see. So, one thing we like to do, and we don't really use a chair, if you can, is like this position right here is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? And you just want, it's a basic, real easy, you know what I'm saying? You just want to lay back. But this is like you're doing kind of like a mid-air 6 inches. 6 inches is what I was just doing on the ground with my feet like this. But instead, you use your entire body to, you know what I'm saying, keep yourself elevated. And then you're going to be using mainly your stomach there. You'll feel your stomach mainly being played. Simple. All you do is lay back. Make sure you got balance because you fall on your fucking head. I'm going to be laughing at you because you're going to tell somebody. You don't want to do it.
Uh-oh.
Keep a good position. Lay straight back. All right? And you kind of do a count off. All right? You see, I don't have nothing supporting me in the back. Nothing supporting me in the front. This is food. And all my workouts right here. That's all I'm doing. You hold this for about 15, 20 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Do a self count. You know, you come up and breathe. And then do that again. Do about, I don't know, if you're a person that ain't used to working out, you know what I'm saying? Everything you need to do is in moderation. You know, that's all I tell people, start out small. Do 2 sets of 10. You know what I'm saying? Just see how to make your muscles feel. And then from that, you know what I'm saying, start increasing. I personally do like probably about 5 of these muscles, you know what I'm saying? Just to get a good burn. And that's when you're really working out. When you start feeling the burn, that's when your muscles actually are getting worked out. This here does nothing for you. If you sitting here doing this and you don't feel no kind of burn, there's no purpose to it. You need to get some heavier weight, you know what I'm saying? Or you need to switch up your routine. You know, do it to the back. This right here works all of this back muscle right here. All of this right here, you can take these simple weights, real lightweight, these 20 pounds. It ain't no 100 pounds and 200 pounds, you know what I'm saying? You want lightweight, you know what I'm saying? Weightlifting is not about heavyweight. It's just about having some weight on your shoulders, you know what I'm saying? You take this, and it's working all this right here in the middle. Take straight up, all the way to the back, to the middle of your back, and bring straight up. Down. Straight up. Down. Straight up. And the feet, now my feet are placed flat. You don't want to be all like this. Trying to balance and all that shit. You don't want to do that.
You can only see you sit. Why don't you turn around, Smiley? Yeah, we can't see what you're doing at the moment. We only see your lower back.
This exercise I'm doing is strictly for your back. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm turned around. So, you do it more. Work this right here. All your back. Five things, all that shit. I don't know what's coming on. That's all you work. You take it straight up. Take it straight down. Straight up. Now, look at what I'm doing. Straight back. Straight up. You can take both of them for like more challenge because while this arm is trying to rest, you work this arm out. But it's still holding on to the weight, so it's still going to give this arm, you know what I'm saying? It's going to still be working it out while it's sitting up here holding the arm. So you take this and you're working it out like that. Alright? There's a couple of them. Other ones, you got people who like to, you always see them with like big ass forearms and shit like that. Well, they got humongous forearms and they got a small chest. That's because you do a lot of this shit here. You can hold the weight out and just go straight out in front of you. All that's working is just some high arms. So you see a lot of dudes in the gym and all they're going to stay on these damn dumbbells more times, more than
like it, you're gonna see them with big ass arms and maybe big ass legs, and then they have a smaller petite chest. They might be ripped in the ass, and they got a small upper body. You know what I'm saying? And because they can go to the exercise they work out on and dumbbells and shit like this. This is good, but you know what I'm saying? This is
well, if you take a bench, probably a bench that you can incline, you can do a proper chest training with just dumbbells.
Yes, you actually can. But you would need something like a DVD unless you get super creative. You know what I'm saying? And you know different exercises to switch up on. I mean,
there are.
Yeah, anything is an exercise. That's the size of iron, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting back to this. This has another ability, too. Will you turn this around? Turn it around. Then you got the back strap, alright? So now, you can sit up here and bring it forward. You know what I'm saying? Now you appear to get a better, longer range of movement by having it behind you. Like that. Now, these of them are the same thing as doing this. Same thing. But with more controlled weight. This is more controlled, you know what I'm saying? Versus having these and you possibly be shaky, you have these and you're more controlled. Training workout.
There's still people complaining that they can't hear you. I can hear you fine, by the way.
Well, my translator for the day is Sinai.
Do I have to repeat everything that you're saying? Oh. Try to pull the microphone a little closer.
That probably won't happen. Oh, I can pull the phone.
Oh.
About that. All right, people. Yeah, that's gonna do my workout for the day. Anyways, my health, your health, Monday.
That's just some damn exercise techniques, man. You can run that little video back. Go to livestream.com/WDGE radio and, get motivated.
Well, the next time you might want to pay a little bit more attention to the camera position. You got to look it back.
Oh, go on there, Will.
And most of the time, you're not even in the picture.
Oh, why you say nothing, man? You sitting in there talking.
I told you before.
Telling me, hey, you can't see you.
You were doing your back exercise, and I told, hey, we can't see you. We can only see your lower back, and you didn't hear it. It's like, yeah, I'm doing a back exercise. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my bad. All right. I didn't know. Next time, let's see,
If you ever see me sitting in one of those twisty, turny thingies that you got there, please shoot me.
Yeah, I'm showing y'all a prime example of a piece of shit. If it wasn't for the damn bands that was on it, that chair is a piece of shit. And they are getting $30 a pop still when they wanted $100 at first. And if you take that piece of shit to the scrapyard, they probably only give you 30 cents for it. Yeah, speech of shit. But yeah, thanks to everybody, you know what I'm saying, for you for checking that out, you know what I'm saying, Torque, Netty Net, Peace Soup Network, you know what I'm saying, see everybody up in this night. Night. And Private Jackal, yeah, that's how we do it, man. Okay. Wait, now there's nothing. No. Well, the only thing of that was I had to figure out the damn sound of it. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to get an external mic or something there that hook up to whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I ordered an external mic just a few weeks ago. I looked up the American price. It's under $10, and the quality has increased a lot when you compare it to my internal laptop microphone. So
yeah, very important. Get a nice mic sound.
And it has a really long cable. It's like 3 or 4 meters, 12 to 15 feet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to sit here and do me an ab workout video after this is over with. Yeah. Give me a real video. No, I mean, because I got some recording software that, I mean, y'all wouldn't have been able to hear nothing, but if I plug this software up, you know what I'm saying, it'll use the mic that's in my webcam, which I don't know why it didn't pick me up then, but that's normally what it does. So, I mean, I could sit up there and get it that way, but it's all good. Man. Shit. You got the shit popping, you know what I'm saying? And that was what it do. You was now working out.
By the way,
it smells so good.
You forgot one important aspect of the workout. Two, actually.
Well, yeah. One, I know you got to stretch afterwards, you know what I'm saying? You cool down, you do a cool down stretch.
Okay, that's three. rest and nutrition.
Well, yeah, but then these motherfuckers, shit, it's kind of hard nowadays when the world seems like it's so rushed, you know what I'm saying, and we so rushed to do different things.
No, it means that you don't exercise every day. Sometimes it's better to skip a day to relax the muscles and let them come at ease, especially when you're doing heavy workouts. That's better for your muscles than keeping to work out every day for weeks and weeks and weeks. You got to take a break sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, me, I normally work out. Well, put it this way. If you go to the gym every day and you work out, you need to have you don't do upper body all week. You know what I'm saying? If you do upper body on Monday, you go in Tuesday and you work on your legs. You come back Wednesday and work on your abs. Go back in Thursday, you know what I'm saying, and work on just, you know, like shin muscles. Like, be specific though, what you're working on. You know what I'm saying? You got a million muscles to work in your body. You got calf muscles to work. Your thighs to work, your arms, biceps, triceps, your muscles, then your abs. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of different body parts.
Your shoulders.
Yeah, you got a lot of and that. They can spend the whole day just doing shoulder shrugs and lift ups. You know what I'm saying? Where you just lift up, get some weight, and then just do a little lift ups on your tippy toes, on the balls of your tippy toes, while you're holding some heavy weight. And that also, you know what I'm saying, that's a form of shoulder shrug too. You know what I'm saying?
When you're really serious about your workout, you ask somebody that's well known in the fitness world or a fitness instructor, somebody like that, to put together a schedule for you, which exercises you do on which day, give some nutrition tips, because yeah, you're doing more exercise, so you need more calories. If you don't eat enough and you do workout, you're only burning your own muscle, so that won't do you any good.
There you go. This is live, people. You know what I'm saying? The only show on Blog Talk Radio, man, that don't bring it to you just live on the motherfucking air. We bring it live to the video because we out there. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it, man. And, yeah, this is all the way from Florida all the way up to the Neverland. And I mean the Neverland. And tomorrow, of course, we will, you know what I'm saying, get into Nutty News to start it out with. So we didn't get a chance to get into it here. But y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? It says more drama for tomorrow for your mama. And going in big. What were we on for Tuesday time to learn a language?
Sorry?
What language? We on Italian, ain't we?
What language you want to learn tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
on Italian.
Well, the World Cup is over, so South African is out of the question.
We covered Spain.
We covered
Spain.
Yeah,
it's still Italian. No, we're gonna do Italian
again. Alrighty.
Yeah, we gotta keep that for the rest of the month. You know, for the rest of the month of July, and then you know, of course, next month you switch it on up. You know what I'm saying? Switch it on. Yeah. There should be a video playing. What name? Oh, let me take that down too. I still got my ticker. Ticker is telling old information. Well, I'll update all that shit in a minute. And cause we're gonna get going up out of here, people. Shout out to Mighty 30. And you know what I'm saying?
I thought she wasn't Mexican.
Yeah, well, you know, hey. Spanish people don't like me in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because I always do that. Even Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? I'll be talking to him in Spanish. Motherfucker, I'm Mexican. I don't speak that shit. Well, I'm black, so what the fuck that got to do with me? You know what I'm saying? I don't speak none of you. God damn it. Shit.
Yeah, and I'm from Europe, so I don't understand a word from what you're saying in every language over there except English.
Yeah. So, you know, fuck. That's what we do here.
Bubba to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
What
do
you
think you get that?
Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Nah, like some old strung out person and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you get that? Nowhere. Like, okay. Are you all right? And of course, people will be hanging out a little later on with Mighty Funny.
Jaime came in right on time. 2 minutes left.
What was that?
Jaime came in. to the chat room.
Hey, shout out to Jaime Garcia.
Yeah, that's
his music. Yeah, my bad. I can actually say that to him, and it actually makes sense.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal Head on www.paranormalscoopnetwork.com.
Jaime came in 2 minutes before the ending because he only needs 2 minutes.
Right. we're not even going to cover that one, people. We don't have enough time. That was a good one there, bro. That was good. Gotta give you a high five on that one. You know what I'm saying? That was a good one. Yeah, people. Potheads at your finest right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. And, we got to get on up out of here, man. So I will see you guys somewhere over the rainbow. You know what I'm saying? That's what my homeboy Gino says. And we out of here. Peace out, Mr. Sayonai.
See you tomorrow, Smiley.
Yeah, my health, your health Monday. Get your exercise on, people, and practice some goddamn good dietary health too. You know what I'm saying? Get some supplements and some vitamins in your life. A to zinc, maybe it covers it all. Huh?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah. This right here.
Somewhere
for everybody.
Over the rainbow.
Thinking there's no way out, huh?
I give a shout out to the East, pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news in every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, set back at bay. We betting on the next fight, had the man delay. Can you imagine?